Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls.
Do you reckon our audience is only children?
No, I just added to.
Oh, okay. Friends and family?
Yeah, friends and foe.
Yeah, foe. Okay, see? Everyone. Do you reckon people...
We've got to hedge our bets here.
That's true. I feel...
Because some people probably hate us, but still are forced to listen.
Yeah. Us.
The collective.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've only ever read emails about you. But this is the thing, we get a fair few emails from our dear listeners. I think it's the one person just using a whole bunch of different Gmail accounts.
Actually, there's a very long list that we need to do another podcast shortly on the Q&A and thanks, because
I like that episode.
My tagged list is getting too long, my emails.
Oh, really? Mm. From listener mail?
Yeah.
If you do want to send us a listener mail... we tend to, what we've started, I know that this is the A to Z, but every month Matt and I are going to do a mail bag.
We decided to not go with mail bag.
Oh, what was it? Listen to mail.
Listen to mail.
We do a listen to mail episode where we'll
answer Q&A. And Q&A.
Well, that is.
That's part of the listener mail.
Cool. Thanks for clarifying. If you want to ask us a question, send us an email, gubiosciences@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, drmattdrmike.com.au, and you can send us an email from there and we'll answer your questions on an episode. But that's by the by, because this is an A to Z. Nice and short, short and sweet, which is how I'm usually described by my friends. Aminopeptidase is the...
I think you have been described as a...
Oh, here we go.
A slow eccentric.
What does that mean? Like my biceps when I do curls.
That's right.
Slow eccentrics.
That's right.
Which stimulates hypertrophy quite well.
Because you did talk about, I think, one of our last episodes about doing slow eccentric deadlifts.
Did I?
And I actually thought, that sums you up well.
Slow eccentric. That's, yeah, I think that's pretty good. But anyway, today,
A to Z. And today's topic?
Aminopeptidase.
Took us 2 minutes.
Yes.
Aminopeptidase.
Aminopeptidase. What do you know about this term? You may not know anything about it itself, but just from hearing
it's an enzyme.
Okay. How do you know that?
A's.
Excuse me?
A's. A-S-E.
A-S-E. Okay. That tells you it's an enzyme.
Peptide. So maybe it has a job of extending the peptide chain with amino acids.
Okay. Wrong.
Okay.
It's the opposite. Aminopeptidase breaks it up.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So this is why I like to think about it. When we have our macronutrients, which are?
Fats, yep. Carbs, proteins.
Beautiful. If I were to break carbs up, what are we forming?
Monosaccharides.
Yes. Like fructose.
Glucose. Galactose, glucose.
Yeah. Perfect. What about fats? What if I break fats down?
Fatty acids and glycerol.
Right. So these are the smallest components. All right. What about proteins?
Amino acids.
Beautiful. All right. So proteins, unlike those others, are made up of, in a way, like a babushka doll. You know babushka dolls? Mm-hmm. Do they have another name? So those Russian dolls, babushka, Russian dolls is the term.
Babushka is grandmother, isn't it?
Yes. So it's that doll that looks like a grandmother where you unclip it at the waist another little one inside. Unclip that, another little one. Okay. So proteins don't really work like that, but in the sense that proteins are these really complex three-dimensional, think about them not as a babushka doll but as a ball of yarn. That's probably a better way of thinking of proteins. If you want to, let's just say you eat a delicious cheeseburger and you want the amino acids that make up the proteins, you can't just chop it up with these molecular scissors that we have, enzymes called proteases and peptidases, right? Now, proteases break up big proteins. Peptidases just break up the smaller peptides, which are just smaller proteins, basically, right? But it's really hard to do that when they're folded in what we call their quaternary and tertiary structures, when they're folded in upon themselves or even bound to other proteins.
Yep.
These molecular scissors, like proteases and peptidases, they're not very good at chopping it up. You need to unravel them. And so in order to unravel a protein, the term we use is denaturation.
Yep.
And this often occurs when you expose the protein to acidic environments.
Or heat.
Or heat. Yeah, very good. It's the same thing. So, for example, when you digest egg white, which is made up of protein, it's likely, when it's exposed to the acid in your stomach, going to turn white.
Mm.
What happens when you expose egg white?
To a fry pan,
it goes white, right? And that's because the protein's been denatured and therefore its structure's changing. So,
is that why, just as a side point, since you're bringing up eggs, you know when they will cook, what's the egg where it's boiled in water but poached.
Poached, yeah.
And you try to get it together in one glob. Yes.
Yeah.
They sometimes, I've heard some people put it
vinegar.
In with vinegar.
Yes.
Does that, because it denatures it immediately?
I think that's...
And keeps it in one blob.
That's always what I've thought, is that if you add the vinegar, it's going to denature the outside of it, which sort of holds it in together because it's denatured and becomes more hard and more solidified, so
then,
yes.
Then it stays in that one ball of clumpy...
Yes, and then the water should be able to evenly...
Do the rest.
Denature the rest of the egg. Okay. Look at that.
Continue on.
Using biology and chemistry in food
to make sense of how you have your eggs in the morning.
That's right. Call me Gordon Ramsay, mainly because I swear at you all the time. So, all right, we need, when we ingest that delicious cheeseburger, for example, firstly we need something that can unravel the proteins.
Acid.
And that's the acid in our stomach. But then we need the enzymes that can chop it up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And so once our stomach has unfolded the proteins and these proteins are then moved on into our small intestines, once in the small intestines, particularly the very first part, what's that called?
The small part of the intestine?
Yeah, the very first part of the small
intestine. Duodenum.
Duodenum. What's the next part?
Jejunum.
Then?
Ileum.
Okay, beautiful. So the duodenum, once the denatured or unfolded protein, so the ball of yarn is stretched out now, or unraveled, I should say, in the duodenum, enzymes are now released from both the small intestines, but also the pancreas squirts enzymes in. And these enzymes are made up of proteases, and peptidases.
Okay.
Right? And so the proteases will break down the bigger ones, and the peptidases, like this aminopeptidase, will break down the smaller ones. So aminopeptidases, the way they specifically do it is they target smaller peptides and snap off amino acids from the N-terminus. What does that mean to you, N-terminus?
The amino end.
Which is it the front end or the back end? Do you remember? It's 50-50 for you.
I don't know what back or front is in relation to.
Well, there's an N-terminus and a C-terminus, right? The N-terminus is usually what we call the front part of the polypeptide chain. We designate that. It is meaningless outside of the fact that it gives us a reference as biologists, right? So there's not actually a front or
That's what I was meaning.
Yeah, of course it was. So what the aminopeptidase does is it snaps off amino acids from the N-terminus, which then releases amino acids, and now we can absorb those amino acids through the small intestines into the bloodstream, and we can utilize those amino acids to build proteins. So
this is the opposite of a marriage celebrant. It does the divorce in.
Yes, which would be a divorce lawyer. So maybe the aminopeptidase is the divorce lawyer of the body.
Finalizing the separation.
However, this would be polygamous relationships because there's many amino acids involved here. What's the medical relevance of knowing this? Dysregulation of aminopeptidases can result in a multitude of issues.
So is this only in the intestines where this would happen? Cells would do this as well?
Yeah. I mean, it's even inside cells. So there's aminopeptidases inside.
So like macrophages and stuff, would they do that? So cells that do a lot of digest?
Oh, I'd say lysosomes. They're in the cytoplasm. They're in the mitochondria. But they're also released from the small intestines and also the stomach.
Okay.
Right.
So it can happen elsewhere in the body, not just for digestion.
Correct. So if you have a think about it, our primary use would be digestion so that we can absorb them for use as building blocks to make other proteins. But if you ever think about, for example, the mitochondria, you go, why would we need one within the mitochondria? Well, we know that the Krebs cycle, for example, is the heart of biochemistry, and we use amino acids in the Krebs cycle to produce energy. So if we've got amino acids, but they're locked up with other amino acids, we might need an aminopeptidase there to snap them off so that we've now freed amino acids that we can feed into the Krebs cycle.
And also, isn't it just most of the proteins in the mitochondria are made within the nucleus, or not the nucleus, but within the DNA of the mitochondria anyway, right? So it kind of creates its own proteins for its own self.
Well, so it creates its own functional proteins, but it doesn't create. But remember, the proteins it creates, it needs to pull from amino acids from somewhere. So we don't, these amino acids aren't necessarily, created de novo. Some are synthesized within the body.
But I wonder whether the mitochondria, to a certain degree, can recycle those proteins to make more proteins for its own cell.
I would say there would be a degree of that, absolutely, yes. But those proteins could also feed into, like I said, the Krebs cycle, right? Because we can use amino acids within various metabolic pathways.
Yep.
So dysregulation of these aminopeptidases, if you go into the literature, you'll see every disease has implicated, cancers, neurodegenerative disorders, autoimmune disorders, which makes sense because, if you've got problems with being able to break down your proteins into amino acids, then one, you're not going to have the amino acids available for production of other proteins. Two, we can't shuttle them into things like the Krebs cycle. And it depends on the aminopeptidase. You got endo and exo, depending on where they chop. Exopeptidases are going to chop from the outside in like these aminopeptidases. We can have endopeptidases that'll just chop somewhere in the middle of the protein.
Randomly.
I wouldn't say randomly. They're usually targeted to a chain or a specific amino acid.
Okay.
Yeah, they usually have some affinity to a type of bond between them or a type of amino acid that's bonded to another. But, overall, this is the aminopeptidases.
Good job.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.